what do you think you finally started to break free there in the second half?
Yeah, you know, one of those things where the entire game, we kind of talked about a variety of action, but he kind of went, let's test with the whole line, staying focused the entire game, doing what they need to do up front, and then when it did, it did.
That block you had, it's the second week in a row you've had a really good block. Just how much do you appreciate blocking for those guys?
Man, it's big time, especially because, I mean, the position that I play, five guys up front, three, four guys out wide, I mean, they all predicate on how I do. So if I can get out there and do my job, my part to help them, I'm always going to throw my body out there and do whatever I can to get somebody in the end zone.
A lot of local interest in this game being that it was Mizzou and you guys at K-State. How much did it mean from a rivalry standpoint to beat them the way you did today?
It was big time. Multiple kids on this team that are from Missouri and were overlooked, unrecruited by Missouri, watched Missouri growing up, were fans. To get this win for them and to do it in the fashion that we did, it was big time.
You feel like the run game really set the tone for the game today?
Yes, especially with the rain. It's one of the things where we're speaking in the locker room. We're like, we're going to have to pound the football and then open up some play-action stuff as well. So to get out there and put all our faith in that O-line and tell them, boy, that we're behind y'all, that's exactly what this is all about.
What was the second half like, just having to be ready with how many times the defense was giving you guys the ball back and with how many snaps you guys were taking on the second
half? That was crazy, actually. It felt like every single time we sat down to get a rest, you looked up and somebody was catching an interception. That's a testament to them boys on the back end on defense. Man, they had us turned up the entire game.
How tough does that defense make it in practice for you every day?
Oh, man, we understood during fall camp the type of defense that we had. Every single time we went out there, it was a battle. You got Deuce Green, Felix Henry, DK Uzama, Eli Huggins, Kobe Savage, and Josh Hayes came back this week. And just guys all over the field that were, I mean, wreaking havoc the entire fall camp. So whenever you get strapped up and play against somebody else, it's like, now y'all get to feel it.
You talked earlier in the week about Felix and his attitude towards this game. What was his attitude like after the game?
Oh, man, we were hyped. It was one of those things where everybody got back into the locker room. It was almost like a party. Just understanding that we put in so much work, prepared so much throughout this week, and all the way from dating back to winter workouts for not only this game but this season. And to get a win like this, to keep the ball rolling after a win last weekend, man, it was big time. So we celebrated, but understand there's so much more work to do.
Dude, how important is it to continue to play turnover-free football?
It's big time. If you can win the turnover battle, you put yourself in a situation to be successful. So every single weekend that we come into a game, we want to be turnover-free because we understand that our defense is really good at producing turnovers. So if we can win that battle, put ourselves two steps ahead every single time.
Do you take a little pride in lead blocking, especially for those touchdowns?
I do, because it was something that I had to work on. Yeah. It was something that I had to work on whenever I first got here. I had to put on weight. I had to understand blocking angles and things like that. So to be able to do that and be successful 2 weeks in a row, it's something that, man, anytime I can get out in front for somebody else, I'm going to do it.